This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. If you're just fresh off the Scott Adams show, just remember, Leonora has a better voice than Scott. I just want to let you know that. Well, you know, they blend well together, though, don't they? Absolutely outstanding programming going on here at Red State Talk Radio. I want to remind everybody to make sure you get the call-in line. We're up and running with the call-in lines now, 215-867-8255. That's 215-867-8255. The lines will be open a little bit later on in this hour. And we're going to be covering a whole bunch of news and information. You know, I guess the big question is, we're hearing rumors that J.P. Morgan is leaving New York. I don't know where that's coming from, but that's, well, I know where it's coming from to me, extremely reliable sources. Why would J.P. Morgan be leaving New York? I'm going to throw that little gambit out there because I know there's going to be texting and craziness that's going on right now, because I said that, and we're certainly going to be monitoring that. Of course, Jamie Dimon has open heart surgery. That I'm shocked. In the middle of the night, I get this text message from very good sources said, "What's up with this?" I said, "Well, you know, I don't know all the things yet, but I'm sure you're going to be the first to know when I find something out about any of the things that are going on in our government and other places." So if you want to visit our websites, please do, Agenda 21 Radio, and also that's agenda21radio.news or a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, NCS51. Those are the two sites that that we're doing right now, and of course, it's wonderful to see so much stuff that's happening around us, and especially in the state of New California. man, we're still reverberating off of the convention that we had last week. And, of course, we have some very, very good news. I think by the end of this, by Monday, we'll have some very, very good news about some of the things that are going on with future events with New California on a big way that you can all participate in. So just kind of keep that one in mind. We have gotten just so many responses from everybody about this whole situation with New California, and we really appreciate it all. We're going to be represented in some incredible places by some incredible people. So that's the hint. That's just the hint. I'm just saying that there's going to be some big things happening. And we're getting our act together, which is kind of neat in terms of our ability to reach out and touch 20 million people. That's going to be a lot of fun to see how that whole thing goes on. Anyway, so let's get into this whole thing about what's going on with jobs. Listen to this. Jobs growth smashes expectations for February as unemployment falls back to 3.5%. Shocking. Yeah, I mean, if this doesn't beat the totalitarians, nothing does. Nothing does. This is an incredible report, and of course, it's exactly what should be happening right now. You know, I said when Donald Trump got to be president, Donald Trump needs to go in. He needs to go in Reagan style in the first year, not the second year, and get that tax cut. I said, cut all the red tape. Cut, you know, everything that's out there to get the regulations down, make it enticing for business to be here and come back. We have all the energy in the world. We've been reporting about our energy blow up. In other words, we're now the major producer for the world for world energy. We're an exporter. We have all the natural gas in the world. I want to say thanks to Rick Perry, who ended up negotiating with Ukraine, oddly enough, for some big-time gas deals for our natural gas to be used over there in Europe. Just a sideline, you know, Mr. Perry worked a long time to get that sort of thing done, and it's panned out very, very well. But, you know, Donald Trump cutting taxes in his first year was pivotal to as to why we're here right now. What happened with Reagan, he cut taxes, but he didn't get it until the second year. And, you know, people were still coming after him like crazy. He still won, you know, the election hands down in 1984, hello. He still won the election, but, you know, it was a struggle in a lot of different ways and a lot of other things. And, of course, he was bit later on in his presidency by George W. Bush and all the Iran-Contra business that he foisted upon Ronald Reagan. But that's another issue, another story. But the bottom line is that Donald J. Trump got that early tax cut going on, and now he's talking about more tax cut, and then more tax cut. Should just biting into the deep state, which they, of course, do not like. But this is the way it's going to go in New California. By the way, you're going to see a New California that's going to look just like the United States model, where we go in and we cut everything down. We eliminate every tax. If a tax moves, we cut it down. That's just the way it's going to be. Of course, we will inherit a destroyed economy. We understand that. We totally get that. When we come in, we will inherit an economy that is one of the. They say, it's the fifth biggest economy, only because of Silicon Valley. That's the only reason. But everything else about the economy is terrible. Try and get a middle class job in California. Look at all the rules and regulations that all these businesses. There's still enormous flight out of California from all these businesses because of overregulation and over fees and this extortion racket that's going on by these NGOs or nonprofits such as the California Air Resources Board and the Coastal Commission and all these other agencies, Cal EPA, all these other nonprofit agencies that are aligned themselves with the California government. A shadow government, if you will, has aligned itself with California for a long time and using the environment as a tool, if you will, to extort money out of good businesses. That's really what they're doing. So that stuff all goes away. Your Second Amendment all comes back, by the way. All these laws that, you know, that want to take your guns, that's not going to happen in New California. Oh, no, it's not. So, you know, the way that people are living right now in New California will be a flip. will be a flip of what you see here that's happening in California, a complete flip and turnaround. And within, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 years, that's the time it's probably going to take, California will be fully recovered, thriving, and a real contributor to the United States of America, to the other 50 states in the union. That's what will happen. Boy, what got me going on this one? We're out of control already. But anyway, I think the jobs growth is really, really good news for Donald Trump and, of course, his presidency. And that is absolutely explosive information. It says, this is from CNBC now this morning. Gains were spread across a multitude of sectors. It says healthcare and social assistance led the way in job creation with 57,000 new positions. Food services, drinking places, both added 53,000, while government employment grew by 45,000. I don't like that. Construction added 42,000 professional, 42,000 professional and technical services contributed 32,000, and finance rose by 26,000. That is, that's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. They're showing a growth factor here. Now we're in, let's see, January of 2018, I'm looking at. We had a huge spike, and now we've got another spike. Employment report payrolls grew. I'm telling you, this is a bellwether. No, go away, music, go away. Anyway, computers shutting me down is something else. Anyway. We're going to be opening up the phone lines in a little bit. 215-867-8255. Pop Talk. 215-POP-TALK will get you in also. So that's a little bit later. We're going to see if we can chime in with Scott Adams here. So hang on. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that possibly
pops on.
If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, ncs51.com. Okay, you know, we have in hand a coffee. Oh, brother. It is really good. You know, I'm down to my last bag of beans. I'm, like, almost in desperation mode, if you know what I mean. So anyway, waiting for Scott Adams. Shocking. Scott Adams is with us. Scott, welcome back. Well,
you mean Paul? There's gambling going on in here.
There must be gambling going on in here. And you know, the number one gambler that I can think of right now is I think Mitt Romney. Mitt, he seems like a gambling man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, yeah, he hangs out in circles where he spends a lot of money with Kofor Black in Ukraine, and now, you know, he thinks that everything investigating Ukraine is political.
Oh, my God, I'm so shocked. That's why I said I'm shocked. Shocked to see gambling going on in here. So with, yeah. I bring this up. I haven't enlightened my crowd yet, but overnight, all of a sudden, someone's trying to put the brakes on Biden coming to testify in front of the Senate, and it happens to be, shockingly, Mitt Romney. Enlighten us a little bit, Scott, about what the heck is going on here with this clown.
Wait, Mitt Romney's going to be testifying?
No. He's trying to stop Biden from coming to testify, and he's being the wrench into the machinery is what he's doing.
Right. So Ron Johnson's getting to the bottom of this, and I think it's because, you know, in part, it's because Lindsey Graham is conflicted, and Lindsey Graham is recusing himself, but he's not recusing himself publicly. But he has to recuse himself because he's got a lot of relationship with Poroshenko. You've seen all those photos with Amy Klobuchar and John McCain and Lindsey Graham receiving a medal from Poroshenko, and they were best buddies and so on and so forth. So we know that, you know, Lindsey Graham is conflicted. And also the connections they've had with Montenegro. And remember the guy that President Trump shoved on stage at NATO in his first NATO? That was the guy from Montenegro that was a leader. Well, they were all meeting up, money laundering, Ukraine, black markets, the whole ball of wax. And so, you know, there's been a lot of black market activity coming in and out of Ukraine. And it's not just gas, which is Burisma, but it's gas for fuel cells, which made their way to China. It's also weapons going into the Middle East. And so there's a whole supply chain going on here. And everybody was making a lot of money. And when the weapons would end up in the Middle East, out of Ukraine, being shipped to Ukraine, then from Ukraine to the Middle East, then it was the oil wells in the Middle East that Trump said in his town hall last night. He said that, you know, he didn't withdraw his troops from Syria altogether. He used it to protect the treasure, which was the oil wells, which were being used to pay for the weapons. And everybody was getting pennies on the dollar. That's how business is in the black market. It's always pennies on the barrel, pennies on the dollar, pennies on the unit. Whatever it is, it's a penny on whatever it is. Those pennies add up to millions real quick. Mm-hmm. So that's why they were there. But in this particular case, with Amy Klobuchar. Amy Klobuchar was over there, and she used McCain and Lindsey Graham as shepherds to shepherd it through, because there are a lot of landmines in the black market, and you could step on a landmine and blow yourself up. And I'm not talking about a physical landmine. I'm talking about running into the wrong people and the right people, right? And it's worth having a guide. You know, like I remember when I went glacier skiing in the Alps. We had a guide wearing an EPIRB. You know, we needed to know where the crevasses were, right? You always have a guide in order to protect you. With Mitt Romney, it's the same role as what Amy Klobuchar's backer was, the guy from the Minnesota Twins. This guy, Mitt Romney, was working with Kofor Black. Kofor Black was on the Burisma board with Hunter Biden at the same time. And I think that Mitt Romney's fine money was necessary. And this is a guy that was working with Bain Capital, with Mitt Romney, right, Kofor Black. In 2012, he was the chief foreign policy advisor for Mitt Romney in 2012. He also was working with mercenaries out of Blackwater. And all of a sudden, he was working with George W. Bush in the CIA early in the millennium. And now he finds himself on the board of Burisma, along with Devin Archer and Hunter Biden.
Well, he was his campaign director for 2012.
Well, foreign policy advisor, and he was a senior guy. I mean, he was
right.
He's Mitt Romney's go-to guy, and he was also though working with Eric Prince. Eric Prince, you know, sold Blackwater and then moved out of the country, mm-hmm. right? But
yep.
Eric Prince was running Blackwater, and a lot of mercenaries, a lot of paid killers, right? And we remember the Ukrainian Holocaust back in 2014, which was a situation where they were doing an overthrow of the government in order to exploit it. And, you know, Ukraine was basically this crumbled country that was just a mess. And wherever there's turmoil, it's easily exploitable. It was just a complete wasteland of money. And they confiscated it. They just raped and pillaged it. And that's why Zelensky was so important to come back and try to put things together. And, you know, Paul, what's interesting right now is that Viktor Shokin has a court proceeding in Ukraine investigating why it was that he was fired. And you better believe the discovery coming out of that is going to be enormous. And Ron Johnson's investigation, Senator Johnson, is going to actually get into that. And then Lindsey Graham's meeting with Giuliani's source, Turchinov, this guy that was a source, a senior level guy. And so you got so many different angles going on with Ukraine. You got Giuliani's investigation. Lindsey Graham is doing He's doing hearings behind closed doors. Ron Johnson's going to do public hearings that Mitt Romney objects to. And all the while, this is going to find its way to Kofor Black. And if Mitt Romney doesn't do the right thing in squashing this, Kofor Black could very well compromise Mitt Romney in the outing.
Well, that would just be such a shame. It really would be. You know, Amy Klobuchar is kind of interesting, and so is Lindsey Graham. Mm-hmm. And, of course, John McCain, you start mentioning those guys, and all of a sudden you start finding their pictures. They're pictured with military personnel, apparently, from the Ukraine. Well, of course, they are. They're holding the flag and everything. This is back in 2014.
No. The timing of that is really what is the most important feature.
Right.
The time of that is the most important feature. And the timing of that is none other than New Year's Eve, 2017.
Ah, that's right. That's
31st, 2016. They were over there partying it up with Ukrainian military soldiers in command and control centers with Poroshenko. There's tens of pictures. Okay, lots of pictures. I've seen so many different angles, so many different places. They were in a command control with flat screens, talking to the people in the field.
Right, right.
It's different things with all these new rifles, and from what I hear, there was a backer, a financier named Poland, P-O-H-L-A-N. He's the owner of the Minnesota Twins. Amy Klobuchar was good friends with this guy, financed a deal, and the deal could have been combined with Igor Pasternak, for that matter.
Well, hang on. We got a break coming up right now. We're talking to Scott Adams from the Scott Adams Show. And it's all about Romney. It's all about Ukraine. It's all about Amy Klobuchar. It's all about John McCain and many, many more. So stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Scott Adams, the Scott Adams Show. And we're discussing Mitt Romney. And if you take a look at some of the headlines, he's trying to, I guess you would say, help a brother out. We're talking about he's trying to block any subpoenas of his Hunter Biden, to appear in the Senate. Wouldn't you figure, right? Anyway, there's a lot of connected dots with Mitt Romney and Burisma and guess what, the Ukraine, the whole nine yards. And, you know, we've been covering this thing since 2013 and 14 and 15 when we first started reporting, of course, about the rebellion and the revolt that was going on there. And little did we know it would end up here back in 2020, literally becoming the top story and resurfacing because of the, I guess you'd say, the corrupt actions of the Biden family and others. I mean, this whole thing is tainted with a lot of cast of characters that you wouldn't believe, including, you know, Amy Klobuchar. Now, Scott, I wanted to bring that back up again because there are pictures out there that show numerous pictures, and you alluded to a bunch of other ones also, but the big ones that are out there, the ones that are showing Amy Klobuchar and people like Lindsey Graham and John McCain all pictured together with some of these Ukrainian soldiers. And you date it in actually New Year's Eve of 2016. Is that correct? So it would have been 2017 the next day.
Trump's transitional period.
Right. And
this why in the world would you be exactly in those types of diplomacy during a transitional period when everybody knows that Trump is going to flip upside down the foreign policy of his predecessor?
Well, I think it's their arrogance, and that's what I wanted to point to. It's their arrogance, and then they soon realize this guy's really going to be president. And I mean, it's in a matter of you remember the Russian thing. They put that on the scene. They thought for sure they were going to take him out. Even the mentality was they're going to take him out before he can actually be sworn in come January of 2017, just 20-some days later. And in that window, their arrogance is such that they're out there being pictured. I mean, their craftiness, their handiwork is being put on full worldwide display. But here's another little thing. To prove that they perhaps weren't as prepared as they thought, we have evidence that has come up to us by way of WikiLeaks that the California Military Reserve, an army provided by the state of California at the direction of, at that point in time, Jerry Brown, goes into the Ukraine in February of 2017, just shortly after the president is sworn in. They're tasked with cleaning up the mess. That's just another little gambit.
It has been corroborated by source by research I've done, and in also with Tory. Tory also has alluded to that, and you and I and Tory we've all had a conversation about this. And there's a lot of credibility to what you just said. I mean, it's true. I actually believe it's true that in 2014, when they waged this coup, that what they did was and Viktor Shokin had sniper fire shot into his office window. And the only thing that saved him was he had bulletproof windows. They didn't know that he had that, apparently. But they were shooting with sniper fire into the streets of Kiev. Incidentally, one thing that some people may want to know, there's two different spellings of Kiev, K-Y-I-V and K-I-E-V, and K-Y-E-V and K-I-E-V. One is a Russian spelling, K-I, and Kiev, a Ukrainian spelling, is K-Y. And you could always tell what political motivation someone has by the way they spell that word. But in any case, they're in Kiev in 2014, and they want to overthrow Yushchenko with Poroshenko, a puppet, like someone that they had compromised. And they successfully did that. They sniper fired and killed over 100 people in the streets of Kiev, and they blamed it on Russia, and they blamed it on Russian mercenaries. But keep in mind that Kofor Black also was someone very knowledgeable about CIA. He was CIA chief counterterrorist. He was the chief of CIA counterterrorism under Bush. And he worked with mercenaries like for a living at Blackwater. And all of a sudden, you know, this happens. And then all of a sudden, he finds himself working with a Ukrainian gas company. He was hired for the Ukrainian gas company in 2017, but all this went down in 2014 and 15. And I think what needed to happen is what was happening there was so bad in terms of corruption, because mm-hmm. there was billions of dollars of USAID that gone missing. And there's a lot of stories about how this went missing. Like there was an interim president that had violated their constitution by signing certain documents, and the money literally vanished. $1 billion
disappeared. Right.
Yeah. And the point is that you would send a guy like Kofor Black in to cover up the tracks of the dirty deeds done dirt cheap. Okay.
Right.
You want to get AC/DC fans will love that. But you know, so the point is that Mitt Romney, I think, got Kofor Black to do to get on the board of Burisma to cover this up and to bury it once and for all, because Hunter wasn't ready for prime time, and they needed somebody over there. And now when they investigate this stuff, Copra Black is maybe going to have to flip. And when he does, it's going to expose that Mitt Romney was probably and likely involved.
Well, you know, there's so much more to this story that hasn't come out yet, as you know, and as Tori and others know that are keenly aware of this whole story, and especially about the snipers, you know, the whole situation that basically the whole thing was organized by John Brennan, the whole overthrow. That was John Brennan's number one task after, shockingly, they got rid of Petraeus out of CIA after Benghazi. Then John Brennan steps in, and his first task is to go over and do the overthrow and create the revolution, which he did successfully by bringing in his Nazi little buddies to run the country. And, of course, they ran it right into the ground, stealing everything they possibly could. And that's the plight of the people, of course. The people were suffering like crazy as a result of all this fleecing, if you will, billions of dollars. You know, the number that's been floated around in front of me is about $7 billion at least that went through there, and most of it's unaccountable.
And at the time that this went down, I'm pretty sure that Mitt Romney was living in San Diego.
Yes, he was.
Remember, because he carpetbagged his way back to Utah, you know, because he has houses in Utah and San Diego. But his main residence, the one with the elevator in it, was San Diego.
Right.
And, you know, a mission like that, you know, it is financed by, say if it was the California National Guard or whatever it is.
Military Reserve.
Military Reserve. They would have been financed by, you know, Jerry Brown and so on and so forth.
State of California. And actually the transportation over and back by the U.S. government, which that's a whole other bailiwick. We got a break coming up. We're talking to Scott Adams, and we're talking about this whole situation with Mitt Romney and how he's going to attempt to block subpoenas of Hunter Biden coming to the Senate to testify. Then we're going to come back and talk a little bit about Lindsey Graham, where he fits in all this, because guess who was in those pictures at the same time as A.B. Klobuchar? Of course, Lindsey Graham. One foot in, one foot out. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to ROM Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. ROM Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a ROM Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Talking to Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show. He's with us. You know, a couple of questions we're going to answer here for you. What is Mitt Romney up to, of course? But you also have the other actor in the Senate who was there, besides McCain, and that is Lindsey Graham. What's Lindsey Graham's story right now? I know we got him one foot in and one foot out.
Check this out, Paul. I just brought up a clip over the break. I pulled up an audio clip. Now, what we've been talking about, Amy Klobuchar is sitting there with a raincoat that is of the yellow, and it's also blue. It's exactly the same colors as the Ukrainian flag. That's number one.
Right.
So she's standing there with a Ukrainian coat, and she's standing next to John McCain and Lindsey Graham and Poroshenko. And Poroshenko, and they're surrounded by military guys. And they were just handed new weapons because they were photographing with these new rifles. And listen to what Lindsey Graham has to say. I hope this works.
We can't hear anything.
Okay. I had that out. But in any case, what he's saying is your fight is our fight. 2017 will be the year of offense. Now, they went over there with weapons, and they're standing there on New Year's Eve. They're not with their families. They're with Poroshenko.
Right.
During Trump transitional period, I wonder if Trump even knew that they were going. And why in the world would they want to be doing that? You know, and because what I believe happened there was that there were some weapons that needed to. I think that there was a deal in the making. You know, could you imagine if there was a big order and they expected everything to go, you know, as planned, but Trump won instead?
Yeah.
And so what happened is at that point, you got, you know, people that have made guns in the manufacturing plant. You got an investor named the Minnesota Twins owner, friends with Amy Klobuchar, and they have to get this deal done. And they have to get it in and out while Obama is president. Otherwise, there's going to be people that have lost millions on this deal. So they had to quickly and expeditiously get this deal to happen. And in the wake of this, okay, then 20 days later, you have Trump's inauguration. They meet with Poroshenko again. Then they meet with the guy from Montenegro twice. And then it was after that meeting that Trump actually shoved the guy from Montenegro on stage. And people were making a big to-do out of that. But Trump was surrounded by a bunch of people. Now, during this trip, they went to Latvia, Lithuania, Montenegro, Cyprus, and one other country. And they also went to Ukraine. And again, that would be in line with the money laundering scheme that was coming through the IMF, Christine Lagarde. The IMF was giving these bad loans in the form of like $40 billion, and they needed even more. And Hunter Biden was getting a lot of this money sent to his firm, Seneca.
Right.
Whatever. But
well, he was laundering a lot of the money through Ukraine, through Cyprus into Latvia. And of course, in Latvia, he had a loan.
Yeah, and Giuliani has spelled most of this out with right. with the guy that's actually speaking with Lindsey Graham right now, which is what scares me, because Lindsey Graham was part of this money laundering scheme.
Right.
And this is the part that bothers me the most, is that there's an inherent conflict of interest. And that's the part that gets me, because Ron Johnson, though, also went over there and met up. And, you know, I don't trust a lot of the senators right now. I don't even know how much I trust Ron Johnson, but I trust Ron Johnson right now more than I trust Lindsey Graham.
This is called house cleaning for the Senate. Yeah. I think that's what we're going to get to, because Romney is in real trouble, as you know, in Utah in itself. But Romney is going to be completely – I don't see what he doesn't understand. And again, I think there's this reality distortion field between these politicians – and the fact that we have the goods, alternative media, Red State Talk Radio, has the goods on all this. We've got the information. A lot of it that, you know, is actually open source. You just have to look in the right places. And, you know, they're going to find themselves, I think, in real deep trouble as things move forward. And, do they think that we can just not see it with our own eyes that, you know, there's Amy Klobuchar in that picture and there's Lindsey Graham in that picture? I mean, this is so absolutely amazing that they don't understand that this is a reality for them. And then you go back to Adam Schiff being fundraised with Iger Pasternak and Pelosi and all. This is so obvious, it's not even funny. Yet they go on like this, just business as usual. The cover-up has to continue.
Yeah, and Pat Kinnean wrote in, he's a listener, avid listener of Red State Talk Radio on the Paul Preston Show. And he says, no better way to hide money on an international level then he says some ping pong it through a venture capital group. Romney was probably washing some laundry.
Yep.
So, you know, that being said, also one of the things you need is you're going to have the money come from the government supplying and paying the mercenaries or whatever it is that you're doing, right? In 2014, it was assassins, right? Maybe California militia, but at some point, maybe someone like Jerry Brown says, we got the money, we got to get it appropriated, it's going to come in about a month and a half, but we need to do this now. And Romney says, you know, I got the money, I'll go ahead and pay them, or I'll finance the air travel, or I'll secure the whatever. And you need people with that kind of liquid cash in order to get in on it.
Yeah, behind the scenes.
Happy to do it, because they're going to get a nice return on their investment. It's easy money for them, and it's guaranteed by the government.
Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna blow through the commercials here, because I think this is some salient points are being made about what's going on really behind the scenes with this cast of characters, especially not just Mitt Romney, but how the game is going to be played by Lindsey Graham. You know, we've all been kind of waiting for this, because we've seen Lindsey Graham play good guy with Donald Trump for so long. Now all of a sudden, the spotlight's going to be on him for what he's done in the past.
He hated Trump, right? He hated Trump with a passion. You know, you heard the CNN clip where he was basically calling Trump every name in the book, right? You've
right,
seen that
right.
clip, haven't you?
Yeah.
And then you saw how well he spoke about Joe Biden tearfully. Joe Biden, you know, is the nicest, best man God could ever create.
Right.
You know, said that in the back of like a limousine. And I'm just like, you know, Lindsey is, you know, and conveniently, South Carolina didn't even have a GOP primary. So, you know, I'm worried about what Lindsey's going to do after the election. And I find it very interesting, by the way, that Donald Trump, I think Donald Trump knows exactly what you and I are talking about right now.
Yep.
I think he's well aware of it. And it's interesting because, you know, we know that Donald Trump is a big Sun Tzu guy. He tweeted 12 different tweets in the last couple of years that were Sun Tzu proverbs. He wrote a book called Art of the Deal based on Art of War. Okay. So he's a military strategist. He's a strategist in business. And I think, you know, they say one of the Sun Tzu things is keep your friends close, your enemies closer. And it's interesting that when Trump was in these campaign rallies, whether it's South Carolina, North Carolina, and elsewhere, he was bringing Lindsey Graham out with him. And I thought, that's interesting. You know, he's bringing Lindsey around like he's his best friend. And he keeps saying, Lindsey's a good friend of mine. We've gotten to be good friends. I'm not buying it. I think there's something more going on there.
He says that about Xi Jinping.
Yeah. Yeah, he says that about... He says that about Xi Jinping. He says that about Rocket Man. You know, he says that about a lot of people.
Kim That's Donner. Right. That's right. I mean, when he starts telling you he's your, you know, you're his very good friend, you should be worried.
How about Emmanuel Macron? Right.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, those two, you know, were stabbing each other in the back on a daily basis, but yet they were shaking hands like they were best buddies.
That's right. That's right. So, yeah, keep your enemies closer. And you know, nobody works it better than Donald Trump. That's really what it is. And that's why I go back to the comment I was making at the beginning of this segment, is that, you know, we have all this information out here, alternative media, of course, the mainstream media, and Fox News doesn't report everything, as you know, but the mainstream media is just totally deaf to this. Yet there's this growing and burgeoning marketplace that we're in, where we're telling the truth and getting the information out. There's a real disconnect on the part of these people. Donald Trump gets it. He gets it. He sees it. But these other people, they're back at playing their old games because that's all they know. Their habits have not changed at all. Even Lindsey Graham's now entertaining. I mean, look at this. In the midst of all these victories for Donald Trump, today we have a huge jobs report. The economy is just absolutely going nuts. Mm-hmm. And in the midst of this, here comes Lindsey Graham playing against Donald Trump and stepping in, got both feet now going in on the corruption thing. And then you have Mitt Romney feeling his oats like he can go back to that behavior. It's not going to work with Donald Trump this time or Bill Barr.
Well, you know, when you listen to Mitt Romney say, well, we have to investigate it when it's Trump. Well, certainly we have to investigate it. And it's concerning. That's what he would say if it was Trump. But when it's Joe Biden, you know, it's a whole different story. It's why investigate it? I think people are getting tired of the investigations. That's what he said. It's like, no, it's never been investigated. You know, everybody says that's been debunked. No, it hasn't been debunked. Show me one paper, show me one audio clip, show me one video clip that has Hunter Biden with his hand raised in the air saying he'll swear to tell the truth, but the truth shall help him God.
Oh, no, we can't have that.
No, of course.
I thought maybe Adam Schiff might bring him aboard, but no, that just didn't work out, did it?
Well, the other big deal is the Hillary Clinton, Tom Fitton Judicial Watch thing.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Embirth.
That is a big one.
That's huge, by the way, because that opens up Uranium One again.
Yep. And then that opens up Robert Mueller again.
Yes.
Yeah. And by the way, the Ukraine again.
Yeah.
I mean, all these people are all stuck in the Ukraine, including Robert Mueller and a whole bunch of his friends. It's just absolutely amazing. But, you know, like I said, we've been putting out this information and reporting on this for a long time. This is not new news. We're getting a lot more details and stuff, and our sources have just absolutely exploded. I don't think this story is going to go away, and I don't think it's going to go away for the California Military Reserve and all the tentacles there. It, primarily, all the stuff about that group is out on WikiLeaks and open sources, and pretty soon you start putting two and two together, and it's like, wow. You know, like, why was the California Military Reserve in Latvia on New Year's Eve?
When I first
that same time.
Okay.
What's
but,
that?
I looked into it, and I'm like, wow, this is for real.
Right, right. Listen, Scott, we got to run for time. Tell us how we can get a hold of you and Lenora.
Lenora. Yeah. ScottAdamsShow.com, RedStateTalkRadio.com, and you can't miss me.
And Lenora.
And Leonora Cravota, yeah.
She's doing a bang-up job. You guys are doing a fantastic job, and so is Red State Talk Radio, of course. We're absolutely banging it out of the park. Go ahead.
We're going to be doing some big things at RNC.
Yep, that's true. That's true. We will be. Okay, listen, Scott, thanks a lot for being with us.
All right, take care. Thanks for having me.
Okay, guys, we're out of here for this hour. Come back in the second hour. We've got a lot of things to talk about on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.